If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Karen, good morning. Let us begin with the Madison school shooting and the question about how this girl obtained the gun. We really don't know any more about that today, do we?
Not really. I have read, however, that the father brought the girl to a shooting range, and there were pictures posted of her shooting, which, of course, means nothing because that would not be illegal in and of itself. I think the real question is going to be, was this handgun that she used readily available to her? And Wisconsin, strangely, does not have any laws that mandate the locking up of your guns. But if you leave it and someone under the age of 14 has access to it and harms somebody, that could be a misdemeanor, only a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. But this girl was over 14. So, you know, it's going to be difficult to charge these parents if there is any culpability.
Yeah, what will determine if the parents can be charged, can be criminally liable for this?
Well, we're seeing more and more of this, of course. You know, we saw this with the school shooter in Michigan where the two parents were charged and convicted and sentenced to substantial time, and we're seeing more of this. So I think what the prosecutors try to do is to get creative and to call this something more than just a violation of storage laws. It would be something like criminal negligence or child abuse or something like that. And I think the factors would have to be that they knew that she had a troubled background, and it's we have heard that that is the case, that the child is going back and forth between families, and there were divorces, and some, and she was in therapy, and then leaving the gun in her possession, or leaving the gun in a place where she had access to it. I think the combination of those two things could lead a prosecutor to try to bring charges against the parents.
What's going to take for some action to, you know, help solve this problem? Something like 323 mass shootings this year, 83 school shootings. It's terrible.
It is, and I just don't understand. If you want to have your guns, that's fine, but you should lock them up. And we should have laws that are very strict about that, especially when there are children in the house. And it shows those laws, where we have strong laws in that regard, we have fewer shootings, we have fewer suicides, we have fewer accidents. So these laws are very, very important.
Yeah. Who would be against stricter laws about locking up the guns? Let's talk about this new poll that shows Americans are losing confidence in the judicial system. Why do you think this is, Karen?
It's a marked fall off. I mean, 35% of all people polled say they had confidence in our judicial system. It's down like 24%. That's astounding. It's the lowest it's ever been. Well, you know, the pundits will tell you different things, and I think you see the Supreme Court and see how divided the confirmation process is, and people are losing confidence that the people who are deciding our most important cases are not political. We've had reversals of Roe versus Wade, which I think shook a lot of people's confidence in the system. And I do think that the President Trump, and on both sides of this, the fact that he was accused of crimes, I think that polarized a lot of people into thinking that the judicial system is weaponizing that. And I also think that there are people who think Donald Trump didn't get what he deserved from the judicial system. So I think we're so polarized that I think people are viewing our court system as political as well.
Sounds like it. Finally, we have new laws going into effect in 2025. Let's talk about a few of these. And I think so many people will be interested in hearing aids and insurance companies covering them. And how is this going to work, Karen?
Well, it's interesting, yes. Hearing aids are going to be covered by insurance. They're going to be mandated, not just for people who are older, for people who have hearing issues. So this is going to be really great, because there are several things that happen to you when you get old. You know, your teeth go, your eyes go, and your ears go, and a lot of that stuff is not covered by Medicare. So at least insurance is going to cover the hearing aid part of this.
Yeah, thank you for reminding us about all of that. Minimum wage is increasing here, isn't it?
It is. It's going from $14 per hour to $15 per hour, and for tipped employees, it's also going to go up. So that'll be good for people who are working those types of jobs.
What's the change January 1st as far as when employers post a job opening?
Yeah, this is interesting. It's called pay transparency, and employers of more than 15 or more employees will have to disclose what their pay scale is. So basically, if you post a job, the job will have to say this is the range of what you will get paid. And so what this is supposed to do is to give employees, potential employees, a better idea of what the range is so they can apply for the jobs that will best suit them. And when you see these pay gaps for men and women or minorities, this is supposedly something that is going to help bridge that gap so that there's more fair pay in the workplace.
Digital driver's licenses are coming. All driver's license in Illinois going to be digital?
No, you don't have to do that. I know a lot of people don't want to do it, but if you do want to have it on your phone, which a lot of people do, you can download an app. Doesn't cost much at all. I think the rule is that it can't cost more than $6 to load the app, so it's going to be inexpensive, and then you'll have it on your phone, and you can use it at stores, and you can use it in the normal places that you use it, although there is a part of the law that says that if a police officer wants to see your real driver's license, you will be required to show it. So to me, this is not a replacement. It's going to be a companion to your hard copy driver's license.
And finally, tell us how effective January 1st, if you want to cancel a gym membership, it's going to be easier.
Doesn't that seem wrong in January to cancel your gym membership?
Yeah, usually it's February 1st. People look at various exercise machines, including ones they buy at home, and they're hanging clothes on them, and they figure, all right, that's enough of that.
It's going to be easier, so you can do it online. Some gyms, I guess, require you to walk in and do it in person, so now it's going to be much, much easier.
Karen Conti. Karen, we'll talk to you again in the new year. Appreciate all of your legal expertise, and I hope you have a great holiday.
You too, Bob, and happy holidays to everyone.